CliffCentral.com.
We're broadcasting live from our premises in Rivonia, Johannesburg, where Sia arrived this morning and found out that there is actually a ghost, which was once discussed by Michael Flex when he was in the same position.
Are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to believe it at first, but now I do.
Was he hissing at you?
The ghost hiss, apparently.
Do they hiss?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like the ghost wants me to know it's there, but it doesn't want any interaction. So,
it's funny how it's chosen the most dramatic person on the member of staff.
Well, I'm here first, so as I walk in, it's...
You only ever hear ghosts when you're on your own, Ben. If there were more than one person, it's not a ghost.
Or we could just have a hobo in the roof.
Oh, right, my God. A hobo in the roof.
I am not... sounds like a musical. Hobo in the roof.
Fiddler on the roof. No. Yeah.
If I were a homeless man. Da di 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 dum.
Hey, I'm not still dismissing the fact that it could be a ghost. Like, I've sort of dismissed the sound on certain mornings.
Okay, so what kind of sounds? What are you hearing?
It's like someone banging a door.
Oh.
From the roof, and they're running off. Like, I've startled them by walking in. But now, this morning particularly, as I was opening one of these security doors first,
yeah,
I felt like there was like this... presence,
let's call it that,
hovering from the top of the stairs. Now, I didn't even want to turn around and look at what it was. So all I just made sure to do was to cover the keypad as I punched in the security code and just shut the door behind me instantly.
Yeah, good. But weren't there some guys who went onto the roof the other day who might have been like the local burglars?
Well, it wasn't on the roof.
But, like, some guys came in the other day and they went straight up into the roof.
This is making me itch and hot all at the same time. I don't want to know. I don't want to think about this. I just don't. Whatever it is, if it is a hobo, if it is Casper, the unfriendly ghost, just coexist. Jeez. I don't want to know you. Don't talk to me. Just...
sounds like heavy going, Sia.
Leave me alone.
Hard to be you. I'm going to send Amanda in here earlier with you, and then she can make sure that you're safe.
Look, it can be Amanda's task to go and find the ghost.
Oh, she's not scared. She'll kick that ghost's ass.
No, Gareth, no. I believe in that shit. I'm petrified.
Are you?
It's actually very bad how scared I am of ghosts.
Uh-oh. I thought we could rely on you here.
No, but, like, I don't think... it's not here to harm you. It's just checking things out. And what's the covering the keypad going to help? It, like, goes under the door, through the windows, everything.
Well, I was just thinking, if it was a hobo who's looking at me...
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to follow me inside.
A hobo?
Just, all like...
right. We lock the door outside.
But this is highly plausible, though,
no,
Gareth.
But Lucas told me that someone lives... on above us.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, we went through that a long time ago.
Hang on a second. We're in that room upstairs?
Yes.
I don't know. Like,
that room is now being used as an office.
But the entire rooftop situation.
Yeah, no one's going to sleep on the roof. Do you know how freezing cold it is up there?
Says whom?
Oh, come on,
Sia. You know how many people go up and down these stairs and we think, okay, it's just maintenance?
And there's no shelter up there. There's none. It's cold, it's shitty.
Light.
If there were a homeless person, if a homeless person broke into this building every night, which first of all they'd have to break in, the place they would choose to sleep is on the sofa outside here.
Yeah, they wouldn't go up where it's cold.
Nah, they take the drugs, I don't sofa. Think they get cold, no.
Where do they get the money to take drugs every night, Amanda?
Yeah,
every
that's
night.
A lot of drugs.
That's,
I know rich people
costly.
Who can't afford that much of whatever it is. I mean, really. Okay, guys, let's be adult about this now. Mm-hmm. There is no ghost. There's no such thing as ghosts. There's no homeless person living on the roof. Those noises are the noises of wind and steel expanding and contracting. Mm-hmm. And yes, yeah.
You see, so
there are huge satellite dishes on this roof. Do you not think they move around?
See, I get the sound of something contracting and expanding. That's like a bit of a crackle.
Okay, so what kind of sound are you hearing?
This is literally is a swoosh of a large object banging, which could only be
It's maybe it's a door.
Are you laughing at...
No,
girl, see, we are meant to be together in this struggle.
I am, but listen, like, I don't want to sound like a psycho.
He's feeling all left up.
No, like, I don't want to sound like a psycho, but like, most of the time when I think there's something, I can feel it. And I haven't felt anything here.
Well, okay, child in Sixth Sense and you see dead people. I also feel and see
Sia City felt a presence. Now, listen, your head can convince you this. I've sometimes watched a scary movie and I'll go out at, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night to get something from the car or whatever, and I will be convinced there's some monster demon thing lurking somewhere in the area where my car's parked to come and get me. But you suddenly go, what the, I mean, come on, get out, don't be stupid. And then you shake your head and you walk back inside and you go to sleep or whatever.
That's fine on the first time. Like the fourth time, maybe not. But please at least promise me this. If there is a ghost and I'm taken and you don't even find my body, please at least promise that you'll use CCTV footage here.
To make sure that you weren't...
Like, make a Paranormal Activity 12 movie.
I'll tell you
so
what.
That my life is not in vain.
We will go through some footage over the last couple of weeks, and I'll tell them that they've got to check if there's anything going on here.
I think I want to get, like, one of those ghost reader people in.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Bring them in. That'll be fine. Get them to walk around with their two-pronged stick or whatever and figure out
like,
who there's a ghost.
Dory's got friends like that.
But not like a beyond ears and eyes thing. We need like actual Ghostbuster
with the sticks.
Machinery thing.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean like not a beyond ears and eyes thing? What are you talking about?
You know, I love me some sage and a candle or two, but this is a job for some...
The serious Ghostbusters.
Oh, absolutely.
A machine that's so serious.
A machine.
Yeah, no candle's going to help us.
All right. CliffCentral.com